Welcome to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon. Whether you came here intentionally or just scanning the dial, I hope you'll stick around for this week's episode where I continue my adventure with the blues. Starting off with the Paul Butterfield Band, then a great mashup of B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Albert Combs, Eric Clapton, and Jeff Beck. What Could Go Wrong? Sounds like a crowded stage. Then going back to some blues roots with Charlie Payton, Howlin' Wolf, and a fairly current guy but old-sounding Seattleite, Mark Dufresne. Some more modern stuff with Jeff Healey, Alvin Lee, and 10 Years After. The pair that got me first interested in the blues, John Mayall and Johnny Winter. Then some Mississippi John Hurt, Taj Mahal. And then another blues guy from the Seattle area, Paul DeLay and his band. I hope you'll stay around with me while I wander around with my blues adventure. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band is another one of those bands that has had numerous changes in its members, with Paul being the only constant. Paul was known mostly for his harmonica playing, but is also lead vocalist. His association with Muddy Waters and a member of the band would permeate his short career as he died of a drug overdose at the early age of 44. Next up is I Got a Mind to Give Up Living, which is off of the band's second album, East West, which featured the guitar work of Mike Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop.
I've got a mind to give up living, yes, and go shopping instead. I've got a mind to give up living, yes, and go shopping instead. Pick me a tombstone and be pronounced dead. Well, I read your letter this morning that was on your place in bed. That was on your place in bed. That's when I decided that I'd be better off dead. Oh, yeah.
was on your place in bed. That's when I decided I'd be better off dead. In red, Daddy, no use looking.
That was I Got a Mind to Give Up Living by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. The album was released in 1966 and recorded in the famous Chess Studios in Chicago. Next is a recording from a live performance at the Apollo Theater in New York City with the star-studded blues cast of B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Albert Collins, Eric Clapton, and Jeff Beck, and the song Rock Me Baby, a blues standard that was B.B. King's first record to reach the top 40.
This is Eric Clapton, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I just want to tell you how great it feels to be back here at the Apollo once again. We are home. And tonight, we'd like to do something special. So I've asked some of my friends to come along and play the blues the way they should be played. Ladies and gentlemen, rock me, baby. Baby, rock me all night long. Hey, rock me, rock me, rock me, baby. Baby, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bone. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me slow. Hey, rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me, baby. I want you to rock me slow. I want you to rock me, baby. Until I want no more.
Roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. Roll me, baby. Thank you.
rock me slow. I want you to rock me, baby, until I want no more.
King and a few of his friends at the Apollo in 1993, performing Rock Me Baby. Thanks for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show, broadcasting Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. on KVSH 101.9 FM, or listen anytime from the Voice of Ashen website or app under the Shows and Hosts tab. Considered by many the father of the Delta Blues is Charlie Patton, who not only performed the blues, but perhaps more importantly, influenced many blues performers that came after him. All of his recordings were made between 1929 and 1934, so the sound quality is a bit challenging, but the soul of this great blues musician comes through. This is Charlie Patton and Mississippi Bow Weevil Blues, which he recorded in June 14th, 1929.
Louisiana didn't take a little wild, pretty bone, Lordy. Well, I thought it would be a lot of snake, a lot of Indian, Lordy. The next time I see them, Lordy, had his family there, Lordy. Oh, we were left to take a lot of business by the way. Where are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, going to get a little down there, hey, Lordy. Oh, we were set up for one, they ain't got to Japan, Lordy. How is that boy? Suck all the blood to me and leave you a happy square, Lordy. And next time I see you, I had your family there, Lordy. Little white wind set out on the hill, Lordy. Boy, we even told the wife, let's take this for the hill, Lordy. Boy, we even told the wife, said, I believe I'll make a law, Lordy. All right, we'll tell about it. Let's leave Louisiana and go to Arkansas, Lordy. Well, I thought it would be a lot of take a lot of in the air, Lordy. Next time I see him, Lordy, had his family there, Lordy. I have this plan on her. Four wheel, where you need a horn on her. More ditty, waddy, red, cotton, corn on her.
Charlie Patton and Mississippi Bow Weevil Blues, which he recorded in 1929. Not quite as old as that song, but another blues classic is Backdoor Man, written by Willie Dixon and first recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1960, and just happens to be up next. Perhaps also interesting is the band, which had Otis Spann on piano, Huber Sumlin, and Freddie Robinson on guitars, Willie on double bass. Staying in the old blues sound, but jumping ahead a few decades to a CD, which was put out in 2001 and titled Seattle's Best Blues. And this is Mark Dufresne Band and The King, The Man, and The One. Mark is still active, performing in the Pacific Northwest.
About the way, forget about the past. I wanna know.
Mark Dufresne and band playing The King, The Man, The One, all released in 2001. Like I said, Mark is still playing around the area. Maybe check him out. And thanks for checking out my little radio show, The Blues Adventure with Java Show, on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us part of your day. You can also make my show a bunch of others shows a part of your day anytime by going to the Voice of Bashan website or app and clicking on that Shows and Hosts tab. Blues Adventure with Java and my other show, Sunday Morning with Java, hang out there for 2 weeks after being broadcast. Thanks for listening. Jeff Healy started playing guitar flat on his lap at the early age of 3. By age 15, he had formed his first band. Age 22, he released the first of a couple dozen albums. Sadly, he died at the early age of 41. Next up is a live recording of a concert in Germany in 1995, and the song "As the Years Go By," "As the Years Go Passing By." I like it.
There's nothing I can do. If you leave me here to cry, said there's nothing. Thank you.
goodbye. Said I'm gonna leave it all up to you, baby. So long goodbye. You know my love will follow you as the years go passing by.
Jeff Healey, and As the Years Go Passing By, which is off of the 1995 album As the Years Go Passing By, which is live in Germany. How about another live recording? This one by one of my favorite bands as a teenager, 10 years after. And I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. That's off of the 1983 release Live at the Marquee. Some classic guitar work here by Alvin Lee.
Thank you.
Zeppelin 10 years after, performing I May Be Wrong, But I Won't Be Wrong Always, from a live performance at the Marquee in 1983. This is The Blues Adventure with your host Java on Vashon's KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. I can't go too long without playing a couple of my favorite blues performers, John Mayall, who introduced me to the blues with his song Room to Move, and then somehow led me to Johnny Winter. So I'm not going to play Room to Move, but we'll play Mayall performing a Little Walter song, It Ain't Right, which was followed with Johnny Winter and his song, Tribute to Muddy. If you know Muddy Waters songs, you may hear a handful of titles to them within this song. John Mayall started off that couple of songs with It Ain't Right. That was followed with Johnny Winter and his tribute to Muddy. Johnny and Muddy played together a number of times, and Johnny produced three of his albums. And this is the Blues Adventure with Jalvis Show on Your Island Connection, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Paul DeLay had a life with plenty of blues to sing about. Alcoholism, cocaine addiction, incarceration, and finally leukemia, which took his life at age 55. But he packed a lot of living and great music into his life, starting in the early 1970s, when he was a Northwest fixture in Pioneer Square, and kept at it well into the 1980s. Up next, to close out today's episode of The Blues Adventure, is a recording of a concert in Norway that wasn't released until 10 years after Paul's death and 20 years after the performance. This is Come Home Baby, which is off of the Live at Notodden 97 album by the Paul DeLay Band. Thanks for listening to today's show.
Here's a Muddy Waters tune that I wrote in 1954, which is stupid in any language. I'm sorry I said that. Okay, fine. Come home, I wish you would. If you don't come home to me, I'm afraid you're gone for good. Ooh-wee, baby. Won't you come on home, honey, right away? Darling, don't make me cry this way. If you don't come home to me, baby, you're gonna drive me insane. Give me one more chance, I'll be a changed man. Ooh, wee, baby, now. Won't you come on home, honey, right away? Thank you. I'm Wild Man Street, you know my darling. Put my hand on a fire.